From Tidbits on August 2nd, 2010, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Snaps Pro 10 2.2.3. Snaps Pro 10, the popular screenshot and video capture utility from Ambrosia Software, has been upgraded to version 2.2.3. The update addresses two crashing bugs. One, limited newer MacBooks, occurred during object selection, and the other occurred for folks using mirrored monitors while attempting to make captures. The updated version of the software also automatically stops capturing video before the movie fills up your hard drive. Retrospect 8.2. Cross-platform backup software Roxio Retrospect, recently purchased by Roxio's parent company, has been upgraded to version 8.2. Beyond interface enhancements designed to make the software simpler to use, the upgrade makes network backup performance up to 3 times faster than before. The new version also adds support for 64-bit memory utilization, which can handle backups for volumes with tens of millions of files, the company says. Additionally, the upgrade reintroduces the capability to restore from backups made using the older Retrospect 6. Those backups are treated as read-only, though. In the Retrospect 8.2 README, Roxio recommends that you run Retrospect servers on Intel-based Macs and warns that the software performs more slowly on PowerPC-based Macs. The company also notes that the Internet FTP backups are not yet supported, and optical device support has been deactivated in this release, though you can enable it manually if you don't mind dedicating the drive to Retrospect. Full release notes are available. BBEdit 9.5.1. Barebones Software has released a minor update to its powerful text editor, BBEdit. The update doesn't pack in any new features, but it does offer a host of fixes covering a wide range of issues. For those irked by BBEdit 9.5's changed approach with capitalized sentences and capitalized lines, one of the 2 dozen fixes reinstates the behavior from pre-9.5 versions of BBEdit, so the software now once again lowercases your text before applying the selected capitalization. Beyond that fix, the release corrects an issue with updating HTML markup preferences, addresses a bug with prefixed Emacs commands, and attempts to better preserve file permissions when saving documents. Several other fixes to script attachability enable scripts that run when documents are closed to work properly. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile on My Mac. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at tibbis.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.